This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Flashbacks. I feel so
good. Yeah. Now this is one night that I'll never forget. You see, it was just like in the movies.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12, broadcasting live. Hot Shots in St. Charles. Let's head to New York. Voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber joins us now. Chris, good to be with you. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing great. Standing down here in the corner of the rink at Madison Square Garden, and Bernie Federico was standing right next to me. He goes, this is right here on the ice where Durbano decided to pull his pants down and moon the crowd here. And some good history here, I guess, between these two teams.
You know, I imagine, you know, in basketball, it'd be very easy to moon the crowd, but in hockey, you got a lot of equipment, and that may be a difficult move there.
You got to put some thought into it. You got to take the gloves off. You probably have to do a little untying, and then you still got to drop it. So, yeah, you're right. It's a little less reactionary. You got to put a little more thought and effort into it, but I guess you have to appreciate the effort.
And did Bernie say what the response was like, what happened immediately afterwards?
Well, obviously the place went nuts. The Blues were pretty embarrassed by it. I mean, it caused a pretty good stir. But we need more villains in sports. It's okay to have players you hate. It's okay to create some stuff. And, you know, I guess in the grand scheme of things, especially in today's world, if all it came down to was just mooning somebody, then we could get it done. Actually, you know what? Hang on, we'll do a little treat, Bobby. I got Bobby Plager standing right next to me. Okay, I'm going to turn the phone over just a second here, Frank. Bobby, what do you? I'm on the phone with Cusimano and these guys live, right? Okay,
yes.
What do you remember about Durbano and when the pants came down?
Well, now that you ask, I'm standing right at the spot where he left the ice. Oh, I can remember. He was in with Nick Petillo. They were going at it in the game. It was pretty good. And then the fans are gone, and he's skating right where we are now, down by where the Zamboni is. And all of a sudden, skating, and the fans are gone. He turns around, puts his hands in the air, and then bends over, pulls the pants down, and he's just sitting there, oh, no. And, I mean, it's down. And Emil Francis, who was an easygoing guy, straight guy, he wasn't on the trip. I was in charge there, so the phone call, and it's what happened. I said, he's down the ice with Petillo, skating off the ice down there, and the fans are going. He raised his hands, then bent over and took the pants down. He mooned them. So, first of all, I says, he mooned them. And Emil says, well, a moon, what's that? And I goes, he put his hands up in the air, bent over, and took his pants down. He ended up getting suspended for that, but.
Who was the coach of the Blues at the time, and how did he deal with Durbano right after that?
Well, you know, I know Barkley was involved here at the time. The coach, I don't even remember. It was Leo Boyven, I can't remember. But, oh, no, I mean, it was just here for us. I mean, it was not. That was Steve Durbano just skated off, and they mooned him. But the big thing was the league came in, and they suspended him. But, you know, we expected that from Steve.
what's
Steve
your best
like that guy and, go ahead.
What's your best Steve Durbano fight story?
Well, Steve Durbano got traded to Colorado. Well, he's traded a few teams, but he's in Denver. And my favorite fight wasn't really the favorite. Was I got a penalty, and I'm playing against Steve now, and he was my roommate. And I end up getting a penalty, and it's a 1-0 game for us. And now I'm getting a penalty, and boy, I look, and there's Steve on the ice, and I know exactly what's going to happen. So I skate by Steve, I slap him in the face, going by, and then I just crunch, and he comes up with a stick, and he sticks me in the stomach. There, he drew blood. And then the fight, then he just dropped him. Away he went. I mean, it didn't matter if we were friends or not. But the best fight that was on was Bob Gassoff, Battleship Kelly, And when Bob Gassoff came in, we traded Steve D'Urbano and Battleship Kelly to Pittsburgh because we had our tough guy in Bob Gassoff. And those two guys were, well, we're going to see how tough Bob Gassoff is. So when we got to Pittsburgh, it didn't take long for the fight to start, and it was a great fight. It was about three fights that night with D'Urbano and Gassoff, and Bob Kelly was involved. So that was just a great fight with Steve D'Urbano. He was the scariest guy out there. You could fight anybody. You could do something, you know, it was just going to be a fight. But you never knew. You never knew what Steve D'Urbano was going to do. So you just stayed away from him. But, hey, off the ice, a great guy. He was my roommate the first year we got him in here. And then they're just a great guy. But when he got on the ice, and he was like that junior. He had the reputation and all that. His father bought the junior team in Canada, up as junior A team. His father bought the team, the Hamilton team. And the first move his father made was he traded his son, Steve. He got rid of him from the team. So, not good, good man.
Bob, great stuff. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, here's your guy again.
All right. That was good radio there, Chris. We appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know what? Might as well get the story from the guy that lived right through it.
We have a text here for you. Please have Chris Kerber explain to everyone how to pronounce Joey Vitale's last name. A short I. You tell us how it should be pronounced because some of his relatives pronounce it differently than it's being pronounced in St. Louis.
Right. He'll go with either one. But when I did ask him that question early on, I say Vitale, like the short I. So that's the one I'm going with. But apparently he'll respond to anything, including, hey, Joe.
I got to tell you, I've really enjoyed listening to him. It's tough filling Kelly Chase's shoes. I got to believe that that man does not have an enemy in the world.
You know what? He's really had a heck of a good first year, Frank, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you one of the coolest things that I've seen is as we traveled around the NHL and we go to Pittsburgh where he played, we go into Arizona where he played, or there are some teammates of his when he played that are playing all around the NHL. The respect and admiration they had for him and the type of teammate that he was, you can see that he was a favorite in the locker room everywhere he went. And even Todd Reirden, who coached him in Wilkes-Barre, when Todd Reirden, who's the head coach of the Washington Capitals, came into town and said hello to him, and I asked Todd about Joe, and Todd's response was, I'd take 10 Joe Vitales on my team any day of the week. And it was a sincere comment you can make. So he's had a great year, and you know, he works hard. Like Joe Micheletti, obviously, we just saw him this morning. And Joe Vitale's reached out to Joe and just asked questions about, hey, what do you do? How do you do things? And he wants to be a good broadcaster, and he's put some great work in, and it's great. He's got Bree and the kids up here in New York for a little spring break vacation while they're up here, too. So he's having a great time. And, yeah, look, you're not going to replace Kelly Chase. We didn't try to replace Kelly Chase. Joe Vitale's come in and put his own touch on things, and it's been an enjoyable season.
All right. In terms of the goaltenders this weekend, would you anticipate Binnington tonight and Allen tomorrow?
I do anticipate that, but it wouldn't surprise me to also see, depending on how today's game goes, Jordan go back-to-back. The reality is Winnipeg Jets had several different leads last night, and the Islanders were still able to get a couple in 30 seconds and win in regulation. And what that really did was it set up a weekend where the Blues still have a legitimate chance at first place in the Central Division. And you get a victory here tonight, and you're 2 points out of first place in the Central. So I think that does have to play something and into this, and we'll see how it goes. But Jordan is going to get the start tonight at the way we say, same lineup expected as well as the last game. So Carl Gunnarsson is back in, and we'll see how things go against the Rangers.
Give us an idea, Chris, what it would mean, the difference between finishing third, second, or first in terms of possible playoff ramifications and how important it is to even just move into that second slot.
Okay, well, first and second place, obviously, it's home ice. Now, for the Blues who played so well on the road, I don't know that that's a huge factor right now, but an extra home game, if it does go to game seven, is important. But, you know, if the Blues end up, you know, getting into first place and taking this division, you all of a sudden throw a matchup of Winnipeg-Nashville together. And one of those teams is done in the first round. Now, that said, okay, I don't think that the Central Division team is going to catch the Pacific Division team. So the Central Division winner is going to play the first wild card team. Right now, that's the Dallas Stars. Well, that's a heck of a hard matchup for the Blues. Dallas has had the Blues number this season. And Ben Bishop can absolutely steal a series. We've seen him do it. So, you know, it's, again, yeah, I know you guys probably get tired of me saying this, but picking your poison is still picking a poison, and it can kill you. So, you know, I think you play the schedule out. You play for the best record that you can, and you play for the best position that you can. And right now, that still is a legitimate chance at first place. And if you do get that, that avoids a first-round matchup with Nashville or Winnipeg.
And the one thing we were discussing probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago is the lack of depth on the scoring lines. And now all of a sudden you have four lines who are actually scoring, including this fourth line of Sanford, Barbashev, and Alexander Steen. That is really worked out well recently.
It really has, and it's not a coincidence that Barbashev and Sanford are on point streaks now because of it. I literally, just before you guys called, got done talking to Craig Berube about it. And one, for Alexander Steen to go on that line, Craig talked to him about he could add a real identity to it, and he did. And when I asked Zach Sanford about it after the last game, he was talking about how after every shift that they get on the bench, Alexander Steen is talking to him and Barbashev about what they need to do, how they need to keep doing some things. For example, before one of the games, he said, look, before our second shift of this hockey game, each one of us needs to have three hits. Just little things like that, and Alexander Steen doing that. And look, Alex is going to get his ice time as well because he's a penalty killer. Yeah, he can get some power play time in there, you know. But that is what has really solidified this. And when you see a fourth line, Frank, that's getting 11, 12, 13 minutes a game, that is allowing you to really have some balance throughout the lineup. And I honestly, some people could look at it as a demotion for Alex. I don't look at it that way. That is just what he's done. What Craig Berube has done is just created some tremendous balance throughout this lineup.
Chris, certainly they've entered the playoffs with more star power on the defensive side with a Pronger and a McInnes team. However, in terms of depth and guys playing well as we head down the stretch, this is as good as I can remember in a while.
Well, and it's the first time in franchise history that the Blues have had three defensemen with 10 or more goals. So even when you had Pronger and McInnes, you still didn't have, or Jeff Brown, the way he could move the puck, you still didn't have three defensemen with 10 or more goals scored for you. And they lead the NHL with 45 goals from their defense. So, and that also accounts for 20% of the goals. So one-fifth of the goals is coming from that standpoint. So the depth has been important. And really the resurgence of Jay Bouwmeester, by the way, has been huge. As maligned as the start of his season was, his resurgence and what he and Parayko have done, he and Parayko have basically been going as one of the top defensive pairs in the game right now. And that's a huge reason for it. So they've got some depth. And look, Joel Edmondson isn't on the trip, but if Joel Edmondson and is back and Carl Gunnarsson starts to get his game back, it'll be just his second game returning here tonight. They have the opportunity to shape a defensive core based on their opponent. And so that depth, if you can stay healthy, is just huge.
You spend as much time as anybody with the Blues head coach, Craig Berube. And I know he's been a head coach before, but do you sense he's getting a little bit more comfortable in his own skin in this role, or is he's been the exact same from day one to right now?
I think he's been comfortable from day one. When I talked to him, you know, about being a head coach, whether it's here, whether it was in Chicago in the minor leagues, whether it was in Philadelphia, he said he got the coaching bug and he absolutely loves being a head coach. And no matter how things go, whether he stays in St. Louis or however, whatever decisions end up getting made, he goes, I just love coaching. And you can tell that because, one, he did a great job of bringing along some of those youngsters in Chicago, like Ivan Barbashev, you know, when the head coach of the previous season, John Anderson, wasn't getting that part done. And then you could see that connection with these young guys here at this level as well. And so, I think he's been the same exact guy, Frank. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think he'd know how to change it if he had to.
Good stuff. Chris, honored to have you on the program. Thanks for the bonus with Bob Plager. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be listening tonight.
All right. Have a great day, fellas. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Chris Kerber joining us. Chris Kerber is brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide variety of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who is a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking, and career guidance, all things Maryville. Diagnostics utilized by Maryville University's life coach help students understand their individual learning styles. Hey, we have some, we're broadcasting live today from Hot Shots in St. Charles. And, Jim, can you explain what the waitresses have just brought over?
I just received three different red buckets, and they have a bunch of names listed on them, and they're eligible to get opening day tickets for next week's home opener against the Cardinals.
The drawing is today.
That's right. The drawing is today. I have a lot of names who are registered in on this opportunity.
So the bottom line is we have until what time to come out here to register? Maybe 3 o'clock?
Did they tell you what time the drawing is?
I was not told what the what time the drawing is.
I'd imagine later.
Yeah.
Probably during the hard line would make the most sense to do that.
Probably.
So if you want free opening day tickets, come on by. We're at St. Charles at Hot Shots. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, a really cool cause about to happen for young soccer players in the St. Louis area. We'll tell you about that story next.